Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Skinny Peanut. Wait, no. Sunnydale Bound. Sorry, I have been watching way too many Vine compilations because, yes, I am that loser that does that. So, anyway, I am here today and I'm going to try to not ramble on and on and on and on because it is a rather long QA or questionnaire or whatever. But this is from Tribute 1029. And it is the fuck, I probably spelled that wrong, but Tributes QA Extravaganza. So let's just jump right in, shall we? What is your name? Number one, what is your name? Sunnydale Bound. Number two, what is your quest? My quest. I'm looking for my father. Have you seen him? The man on the radio said he went this way. No, my quest would be to make people feel good and feel good at the same time. And yeah. Number three, what is your favorite color? Pink and black. And I really like silver. Although purple is good, but not like eggplant purple, but not lavender either. Like, I don't know. I like all colors. Anyway, number four, do you play an instrument? If not, what would you like to learn to play? I used to play the clarinet, and I had an Ibanez four-string bass guitar, yeah, whatever, bass. I wasn't good at it. I knew a little, but I would love to learn how to play the guitar. I had a guy try to teach me once, and I don't know if it was just he was because he was self-taught or whatever, but it was very, very not informative. Number five, what is your favorite book of which genre and which subgenre in that genre? Number six, Marvel or DC? If you don't read comics, why? I do read comics. Most of my comics are not surprisingly Buffy, and Angel and the Dollhouse ones and Angel and Faith comics, and then yeah. But I have like The Walking Dead and wow, sorry. And Doctor Who and Supernatural and the Vampire Diaries comics, but I of Marvel and DC, I only own Marvel comics, and it's only like a stack of like 30 X-Men. And my favorite was the Rogue series. It was six or seven. And it starts out with her and Iceman together. And then he cheats on her with Kitty Pryde. And then her and Gambit get together. And I'm like, yes, OTP. Anyway, as far as the movies are concerned, Marvel, because DC treats the citizens of their world as cannon fodder. And Marvel actually feels bad about taking the lives and the lives lost, and I think it's just a difference between the two. Plus Marvel, most of them are just more fun, and I care more about those characters. Number seven, what is your ideal first date? Oh God. Wow. I think that it would have to be just the two of us and not like big crowds. So, no concerts, no bars, no sporting events. I don't like sports anyway. Like, being able to just get to know each other over dinner, over coffee, a movie is fine, but you can't talk during the movie. You can talk after. You cannot talk during the movie. If you talk, oh my God, deal breaker. Like, it's fine if, like, you get up to, like, refill the popcorn or, like, you have to use the restroom. But, like, if you turn to me and are like, what's going on right there? Bish, I don't know. I'm watching the same movie as you. We'll find out when they want us to find out. So just the two of us getting to know each other, nothing extravagant or elaborate, like save that for date three. Number eight, what romantic gesture do you love to receive? My favorite are good morning texts or good night texts. Even if you haven't been talking, just like, hey, I woke up and wow, you were one of the first thoughts in my head or whatever, or I'm going to bed and God, I wish you were here. Like, I'm going to text you so you know that I'm thinking about you. That's probably my favorite. Number nine, do you have a favorite joke? If so, what is it? I'm a slut for puns. This is widely known by now, hopefully. Like, me and puns, we go way back. So, any good pun joke, I'm really down for. Like, one of my favorites is, it's okay. What is a pirate's favorite letter? And then the other person's first guess is R. Ah, you think it'd be R, but it's the C that holds his heart. For some reason, so stupid. And I love it. Number 10, if you could have any job, what would it be? Skip. Number 11, if money were no issue, what would you do with your day? Oh, I would love to travel, but if travel's not really an option because it's just your day, you know, like, I guess see as many movies as I could, hang out with friends, like, at concerts or, you know, see a show, go to plays. Like, there are so many great plays that come through here. And like, even we've got, like, ballets that come through every once in a while. And I can't always go because they're so expensive. But fuck, I would do that. Number 12, where in the world have you not visited yet but want to? How much time do you have? I'll keep it short and kind of just lump everything together. So I guess Italy, just the whole fucking country. I would love to go to Amsterdam. I would love to go to Australia and New Zealand. I would love to visit Seattle or Portland. I want to go to Vancouver. I really want to go to Alaska, but not the Aleutian chain. Like, I want to go there too, obviously. But up in the heart of Alaska, like somewhere deep in Alaska would be awesome. And then obviously Hawaii, like, you know, everybody always wants to go to Hawaii. Number 13, who was your first crush? Oh, boy. So, my first crush would have been named Jack in first grade. But, like, I didn't really know who, like, what a crush was. The first one that I can really remember being, like, hardcore crush worthy was this guy in seventh grade. I had the hugest crush on him, and it lasted until like sophomore year. and he was a little goth boy, and he, you know, like, he liked Mushroom Head and Slipknot and, like, all those good metal bands, and he just, he was a skater. He was a skater boy. Oh my God. And he just, you know, we're still friends on Facebook, and he's got, like, the world's, well, he shaved it recently, but he had, like, the world's best beard. Like, it was just so bushy, and it was so long, and he had, like, really long hair. Like, he was in a metal band and stuff, and his cats are adorable. Like, what? Anyway, but yeah, he was my first crush. I still think back on those years fondly. Number 14, would you rather go to the beach or to a mountain lake? Fuck the beach. The ocean hates me. Poseidon wants me dead. I don't know what I did to anger him, but I have... Every time I've been to the beach, there's been very, very bad experiences. And the last time I was there, not going to talk about it. Barely thinking about it and my chest is tightening. Let's just say I really almost died, and there were a lot of ambulances, but the lifeguards were very nice. So mountain lake. Nice, crisp mountain air. Number 15, if you drink, what is your drink of choice? If you don't drink, good for you. How often do you get asked why you don't drink? I do not drink, and I don't actually get asked often. I don't know. I guess it's just not, like, that big of a thing for me. I don't bring it up. I don't drink because I like to be in control, which is funny, I know, but, yeah, it's different, like, than other things. Like, I don't know. Plus, I don't like being hungover and stuff. Well, there you go. Those were Tribute 1029's awesomely random questions and my answers, and I'm so fucking pleased that this is less than 15 minutes. So hopefully you enjoyed my answers. Hopefully you liked getting to know me a little better, and I look forward to reading and listening to everyone's responses. All right. Love you guys. Bye.